is conditional use number 2576, Patricia and Frank Di Natale.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a coin retail shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.34 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Retts Lane and the west side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, within the Country Village subdivision, approximately 437 feet south of Mulberry Knoll Road, which is Sussex County Route 284. The 911 address is 34429 Retts Lane, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 35.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of a legal description for the property, we have a copy of the applicant's septic survey, we have a copy of the applicant's aerial photos, we have a copy of the applicant's presentation materials, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good afternoon. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good afternoon. My name is Patricia Di Natale, and this is my husband, Frank Di Natale. And Madam Chairman, Commissioners, Planners, thanks for hearing us today. We are presenting to you today our request for a conditional use permit for this house at 34429 Retts Lane. As you can see, move it forward.
Left and right on the keyboard, you should go.
There we go. Thank you. As you'll see here, the house is actually has a Retts Lane address, but it's forward facing onto John J. Williams Highway. And there is parking in the front and there's parking on the side. We often use the parking on the side. In this location, which is right past Mulberry Knoll Road, there are a lot of locations and different commercial activity that has been started, the biggest of which is Wawa, which is getting built right now across the street, and it's very large. Our adjacent hair salon is Olive and Jewels Hair Company, and up the street is Waves Car Wash, and BB is expanding their campus as well. And then there's often been talked of what's going to happen at the farm that's there at Mulberry Knoll Road. There was Costco that they were presenting and other ideas, so we're waiting to see what that becomes. And there's Cop Seafood right around the corner as well. So one of the conditions that we were asked to meet is to move our sheds to the appropriate setback because they weren't. And so we moved them 6 feet away from the back property line. They were already at the right distance for the adjacent property to the right. And so we moved those. And this is our current existing plan, which shows that the sheds were at the appropriate distance from our right neighbors, but not from the back neighbors. It shows that we have a little gravel parking space in the back where we often park our car, but there are two parking spaces with a carport in the front, which we plan to remove. But we went through the Planning Commission and we went through PennDOT to talk about where the appropriate parking would be. And so our proposed plan shows that we would use the area in the back and have a parking lot of three parking spaces, and then we would use the front driveway, which we currently use for owner parking, and we would have one spot for ADA parking, and we'd like to have a path, an ADA compliant path that leads from the parking to our door. We have talked about where we would like to have the shop, a coin shop, and we are right now settled to have it in the garage space, which I'll let my husband talk to you more about. Is there anything on this, Frank, that you think we should?
Just the sign will be at the corner of the property there within the limits.
And not to actually impede any sight lines and sight turns. So we asked our consultant Mearstone to make sure it was in compliance with that. And I think you want to talk? Oh. We have one more slide here.
That was basically just an idea on the business plan. So I've been a coin collector my whole life, worked in corporate America for 25 years. And this is really our dream, is to open up like a small sole proprietor mom and pop coin shop. So we'll be numismatic items as well as precious metals. So as I said, we've been a collector all of our life here and really excited for this opportunity to start our own business. This will be, as I said, a sole proprietorship. Security is going to be paramount. It'll be my wife and I will be the ones running it and the only employees of the business. We're going to, the single car garage is the first idea as to how we're going to make it secure. We don't want a large retail establishment, just somewhere to transact business. Have it open 4 to 5 days a week, and typically between like 10 a.m. to 4 or 5 p.m. there as we'll be the ones running it. And that's about all we have. I definitely appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
And I think the number of parking spaces that we were asked to have, the 3 for the customers, 1 for owner, and 1 for ADA, is in compliance with the size of the store and the expected number of customers.
And there really isn't a shop like this that focuses strictly on numismatics.
Well, that makes me feel better because I really had never really heard of a coin shop, but just a coin shop.
Right. So I have contacts all throughout the country. As I've traveled around in business, I've worked with other dealers. And it's really about having a good, secure place to conduct business. That way the public has somewhere to sell. And so we will have some retail there, but it's more just having a very safe, secure, where I can educate the public and give them a good deal. We won't be selling guitars. We won't be selling tools. It's not a pawn shop. Is strictly for numismatic items and precious metal.
Okay, thank you.
I think the only other thing I was gonna say was there's really no other locations. We've talked to many people that have been interested to sell, and so they are driving and spending more time on roads to go to other locations. There's a gentleman in Bethany who's about half an hour, 45 minutes away. He's not open that often. There's one in Dover, and most people drive up to Wilmington. Right. So this is something that we see as a need for, and there's a lot more people moving here of a certain age that are often receiving these, and so we hope to work with the lawyers in our area and do a lot of in-person retail with them rather than sitting at the shop, do appointments, and go to locations, so not everything will be conducted at the store.
Okay. That conclude your presentation?
Any questions?
Okay, well, we'll see if we have any questions. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
Could you refresh my memory? Do you have a plan to provide fencing around the whole perimeter of the property, or what's the?
We've been discussing having fencing around the back of the property, but not around the front. So that fence would terminate along the building.
And then that would also protect our septic system in the back, just to make sure nobody ran through. Yeah.
There'll be a walkway from the parking spots around the front.
We'd probably want to require that as a condition of approval, I would think. So
absolutely.
We'll want it in your next version of the site plan.
Sure.
If this were to be approved. I don't think I have any other questions, so.
Okay. Thank you. Thank Mr. you. Pettyjohn?
I was just curious, which I think it's great what you guys are doing. I'd love seeing small business happen like this, and that's a wonderful thing. But I noticed your parking spaces. I was glad to see that you were doing away with the front area because and that's got to be a hard spot to back out of.
Now that it's a five-lane road, it is difficult.
Right. Yeah. But around the side where you've got your 3 projected parking spaces, and it sounds like with this business, it's not likely that you're going to get bombarded all at one time with customers. But in the case that you did, what might be the secondary plan? Because I know people, and sure. I know people will try to pull on the side of the road or whatever. On the edge of Rhett's Lane, could there be some space to parallel on your property edge? Or
I wouldn't want to do it where people are turning off a John J. Williams Highway because that could be dangerous.
I understand.
So if we have need for, if business is that great that I actually need additional parking, we were going to approach our neighbor across the street at the salon.
With the parking lot?
She has probably, about 14 spaces in her lot.
Okay.
And so we would try to work out a financial arrangement where it would make sense.
No, that's great. I'm just glad that you have some type of what if
Absolutely.
In mind, because it seems like, you know, there's always going to be something. It's like, who thought of that, you know, or whatever.
The other thing I was hoping to do is maybe even move some of the parking spaces closer, because maintenance and having people walking all that way with any coins that they have One, I'd like it to be safe enough for them to feel safe enough to move them all the way around the house. And then also, if they're elderly, I would hope not to have them to walk so far. So I do think that there is enough space to enter where we were asked to enter at the back of the property, and then pull up and maybe park along the side of the house, and then it can be a little bit closer and just be more user-friendly. That's my thought.
And okay. My business plan, too, is going to be preferred appointment only. I don't see a lot of people just coming in and going, so hopefully we can
Makes sense.
Care of it that way.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Good. That was the only question I had. I'm glad to hear that you're thinking about the what-ifs or how to improve, and I look forward to see what your final plans look like. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Pestwood.
Only question, you said you were proposing 4 to 5 days a week and thinking about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is there any additional lighting that you're thinking you're going to put on? Any additional lighting around there from the walkway, the sidewalk?
Yes, we want to make sure that it's very well lit. During the wintertime, obviously, it's getting dark at 4 or 4:30. We don't want people slipping and falling or anything like that. So it'll be well lit. It'll be very secure. It's really our lives are on the line, right? So it's our... being well lit is very critical, so that there's a sight line there. The state police barracks is right around the corner, which is nice. And so, yes, it'll be secure, and the fence is a good idea.
Yes, can I ask, what we had reasons why we wanted the fence, but was there one that you were thinking about?
I think it would improve the security of the site, but also probably help with neighbors that may have concerns about, sure. You know, all the customers that are visiting, even if it's only a few customers a day.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, I just had one comment, and maybe I misunderstood you, but part of your testimony, I think you referenced PennDOT, and I'm sure you meant DelDOT.
Oh, DelDOT. Sorry.
Just to get it straight for the record.
Yes. I used to work for transportation. Yep.
Oh, there you go.
So, thank you. Yes.
Okay. All right. If you'd like to have a seat, please. We'll see if anyone. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Are you going to reside on the property or
no?
Okay. Is part of it going to remain residential at all, or is the entire site going to be used for the business?
It'll be used for storage. It's not a good idea to have a shop and then have people live there.
Okay.
Or rent.
It's
really about safety and security of the shop.
Okay. The reason I asked that is, that's all right. We were looking at just, it's almost but not quite a home occupation, you know, which would be a permitted use, but because you're selling things, it falls outside of that category. Sure. But that was sort of why it led into, a lot of times people still do these kind of small businesses somewhere they're living also, so just wanted to get that on the record.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, anybody else have any other questions?
Come for me, thank you.
Staff? Okay, all right. Now if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2576? In favor. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, are you coming up? No. Okay. Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2576. Patricia and Frank DiNatale. Mr. Collins, what's your preference?
Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2576, Patricia and Frank DiNatale.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2576, Patricia and Frank DiNatale. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion is deferred.